Vav, Sif, Hey, I think. Yeah. Now, so you see, when we said we discussed about the Dib Soya, and other parts of the body, other than the area where a person speaks, is possibly not being a problem if it's covered. However, Soya Bafiyat Tabas, Kalim Machus is also Likrois Divrei Ako. Everybody agrees that it's in the Mokum where it's going to be coming out. So that is the Isser of Kriya. And a nearest, Keshuayim, and a nearest Keshuayim, even though it's further in to the point that when he's standing, the body, the anatomy shifts a little bit. It's not visible. But when he sits, it opens up more and it's visible. That's enough already. That's considered a problem. Okay. Tezayim, Fiat Tabas. Person has hemorrhoids. He has bleeding. Okay. So together with the blood coming out, there's also some type of a pus which has a bad smell. So as this comes out, the reason why it has such a bad smell because it sits there and it sort of decomposes a little bit, whatever. It's organic matter decomposing, which is causing the smell. That goes into the iser of soya, etc., which is osir. So if it's there's no bad smell.
Right.
So like this. Im adam olecha yotze derech techiya b'serugin tzavim min ha'mayim. If it's coming out, if it's just dripping regularly, let's do the second. I'm going to do the second half first. So it means the hemorrhoids are beyond they're out further outside, and therefore they're dropping regularly. So that's not considered from the b'nei ma'ayim, and therefore it doesn't have any yisur.
No. He says tzavim min ha'mayim.
But if it's not coming out regularly, just dripping regularly, it only comes out with the waves of the peristalsis, some type of a process. So then we assume it's coming out from further inside. So then already, it is a problem. But since it's only coming once in a while, you can wash off, and when it's not there, it's not there. Since it's coming out intermittently, we assume it's coming from further inside. But you can wash it off and then we move to daven at that point in time. It's just coming out, just dripping constantly. That's not considered from inside, and therefore it's not, as long as there's no smell. Well, so it's the fact that you're bleeding doesn't make you also to say that Rishab Kedusha.
Hemorrhoids are often external.
Correct. Right. So the Moshe Dershon talks about person has a colostomy. He discusses the possibility person has a colostomy, which is. I guess it's a fairly common question. So as long as the mokum over there is clean and then it's covered, the person is allowed to start diving and start learning, even though if later on it will come out, while he's diving and learning, when he started it wasn't there, he's not mechuyav to check. The person, again, as long as it was clean when he started. Okay. Also likrois. So if there's something at the bas, he has to read it again. So chayzer recovery. Achol yintfilo tzarchiyim miyachsav yispalo. Ken kosev chayodim. Alacharbe chayodim kosev tzarch lachshav yispalo. Many places in hold you do have to go back, including the derech chaim. And part of that be the assumption the shabur is saying that you have to go back. So this is the divrei kol. What's the divrei kol? What are we saying? Rishon Lerma. Afilo the divrei hamatim b'sif da'alim b'tsoya al-basara mechus. According to the opinion of the previous sif, that soya on your skin, which is covered, is not a problem. It's only in the makom where the person's is praising Hashem. It's visible. But over here, since it's in the makom, that creates more of a zuma, and that's a problem according to everybody. So a person has to make sure that it's cleaned very well, which Mr. Burris suggested a person should use some type of liquid there when he's wiping himself. It shouldn't be just dry. It should be with some type of liquid to wipe away any soil which is there. If it's so far in that even a person seated, it would not be visible. So that's right, because inside the body, that's not what we're required to take care of.
Now,
coming back to this, the halacha and the yudchas, you talked about being roichitz. So nowadays they have these disposable, they have flushable wipes. You know, so really that helps address the issue. The question always is becomes on Shabbos. A lot of the wipes, which are not, the bechlal issue of using wipes on Shabbos is a question, because there's a squeezing, there's a skita issue. So some of them are made of a material which is not such an absorbent material. It's a much more like the towelettes you got on the plane, right? It's not a very absorbent material at all. And the liquid which is on the surface is there, it's not absorbed at all into the. So there are some places which are mad to that. You have the more absorbent ones where it's much more like it's absorbed into the cloth and it has to be squeezed out. That's where you have the problem. There are some places which are matched to the harder ones. I don't know whether the harder ones come flushable. I don't know. Supposedly there is a company in New York who sells a flushable wipe which has a Heksher
for Shabbos.
I gotta look at that. I'm not sure I agree with the creative design, but
as if people don't want to just keep a bin for the like they keep for their diapers.
Right. Okay. Okay. How you the fun of Vav? Ma'atza, there's a very small amount of soya. So any amount is already awesome. So the loch has to be covered. So yachol levat lebaroik sheyorik ba v'yikra kenegda who sheyorik ova. If you have a thick person has phlegm and he covers it, so he's basically covering over the tzayah with the phlegm. That's mutter. But a bit of moral level, if you show it, only works temporarily because eventually avolim lo yikra miyad aroik in nimuach v'nivlebo lo b'teila. If eventually the liquid of the roik gets absorbed into the tzoya. So it has to be immediately he spits on it, says what he has to say, and then that works. Chof, ma tzoya. Feel a call shul, the shear for isra tzoya is any amount. Ki ain shear li isra tzoya. Because of the shear of kiveger, b'shem hanzir shimshin. The historic lach is b'masha ovem meki af shahumos. The person vomits. So the whatever is there, even though it's most, it doesn't go into the nitzayah. It's not considered this. Now, the most of the issue points out that later on he says if it has a reich ra, then already you would have to be marchik.
Let's talk about extra straw.
Okay.
First, after that, we can start talking what happens when.
I'm not sure how you measure what the definition of reich ra for this purpose is. A reich ova. This only works if the spit is thick, because oz chashiv kisvi is considered that it's covered. And obviously, again, medafkin peshay megil or reich ra. This all works only if it's not. There's no smell. Mimnoisin mayim al gabit soya lamahani. Putting water on top. See, when we discussed this idea before, that by the case of erva, that a glass covering, which is the item itself, even though it's transparent, but it's impermeable or semi-impermeable, so that's considered a covering. Water alone, which you can see through alone, is not considered covering. It's not thick like this over here in the case of the reich. Unless the water is cloudy and therefore it's not visible. It's not comparable to the case of tzoya, which is covered by glass. The glass is really a covering, whereas water alone, because water is it doesn't really cover it. You can touch it. You can put your hand inside its edge. There's no blockage. It's not really covering it in the normal sense. We say it's covered or something. Okay. So an example of this problem would be if you would have soiled clothing from a child, you threw it into a bucket, even though it's covered with water, but that's not considered a key, so for the purposes of soya.
Because of the angle of the sun.
Just talk over on the side of the
Okay. Zion. Sofik im soya babayis, mutter likris. If you think there's a possibility there might be soya in the bayis, you're allowed to read, say the Rosh Hashanah Kedusha. The Ches is by Shein but soya, because we have a right to assume that probabilities people do not like to keep soya in a bayis, and they probably, if there was, they removed it. So you can assume there's no soya in the bayis. Suffakim soya ba'ashba, but if you have a suffak, if there's soya in the place where they throw out their discards, their garbage. Also, Mishum the Feskas, ashba sheesh but soya. So suffak, whether it's there or not. So, by an ashba, you assume probably it is there. And so, in the us, at least it's a valid suffak. You can't be pushed at the suffak based on an assumption. So, it's also to read because of the possibility of the soya being used. I will sell Merik Lyam, a fill of Bashmas, Mutta Mashumli Osutara, at Likris Kenegan Merik Lyam, a Kenegan Oman Shal Kluach. By Merik Lyam, different than Sayah, which is the item, the Merik Lyam, after it's been left the person's body and it's on the ground, is not also to read. This reading is as it's coming out of the body. Neither him nor somebody else, they would see that. But once it's in the ground, already it's not lost to the rice, it's only lost to the rabbanon. So if you have a sophic, now the one exception to this is if there's my merik lyam which is in the ground and it's sat there for a while and it starts to be masriyah, that's already osir. That'd be osir deraisa, merik lyam which is masriyah. But merik lyam which is in the ground which is not masriyah, deraisa is mutter. Okay. Rizak Mishabra Kobay's Mutalikris. Vega the Mutz Soya of any of the Utsayas Kolobim, Mishar Behemah Vachaya, Utsayas Adam. So Tsayas, and in general, Tsayas of animals is not a problem halachically. Tsayas Adam is. That's a Mogadram, the Razinim is Embassar Hamotzi. We go we decided based on what's more. Probable that it's going to be found here. The Matsui and Tinoikis, there's more children around than there are dogs. Philobias is also. And we assume it came from a child. With an Ibkha Ba'ashba, and vice versa, I can say a Kula, if you find in the Ashba something which you can't tell if it's Soyas Adam and Soyas Klovim, you can assume it's Soyas Klovim.
No, he's saying if it's a baby, it's babies, right? Because most rotinokos, then even the house, it would be usher.
Right, he's saying the case. I found soya. No, the case of Machaber was, I'm not sure if there's any soya there. If they may be in the soya somewhere, I don't see anything. The case of it, we see soya in front. Machaber, what is it? There's more chances of the child having dropped their pants and done something improper over there, or the animal, more chances of the child. You have to assume it's a child. Now, the case of the Ashba, which is we're now being mat there, because you see this side and you assume it's from the club. What about the other thing, the rest of the Ashba? We know right now they just cleaned it out, there's nothing else there. We find this one item there, and we're not sure what it is, so we assume it's from the club.
People in those days, people would do it.
Correct.
I don't think we necessarily.
Nowadays, it's not such an issue.
Bottom of any canyon.
Okay. The Ches is biased by the case of the house. We can assume that it's probably not an issue. However, if there are young children there, then already we have to be. You can't assume that everything is clean without checking it out. The Ches is Ashba. Now we said that we assume that an Ashba for sure has a problem. It's not a full fledged Vadei Chazaka, because if it is, Dim Kain, Philo Merig Laim Ha Yosser. Because there's a Ches is Ashba, that there's something there. Let's learn generically. Motzi Sham Soya can also Archi Yivdik. Fatal to Merig Laim, if it's divided, there's always soya there, so it's also because of the soya. So, no, in one case, we've clarified that there's nothing else there, then you have a right to accept that your bidika was done properly. And then, under the circumstances, then the issue was now, he'll say, the Mechaber says the case would be the Merig Laim, so then it's mutter. So, Merig Laim. Now, so let's change the scenario, which once the Merig Laim is on the ground, it's also in Rabbanan. He knows about it, there was Merig Laim here. So what can you do in the situation? So the Merig Laim, you can move out to it by adding water. He's not sure if they added the water and therefore making the Merig Laim mutter or not. So even though it's a Rabbanan, but over here, this is the case where we have a vada yisur. We have a suffix if the yisur was corrected. So the Cheskas yisur tells me that till I know for sure it was corrected, it's also. So even though you don't want to say the rabbanon, but once we have established a vada yisur, you cannot be matir. So you know for sure that it's mutter. Okay. She's about to get a demi kriyas shema tefillah. He cannot leave, and he's going to lose his man a kriyas shema or tefillah. You're going to speak on the person the tefillah b'zeh b'zin the kula b'masad rabbanan. There are person who disagree with the chayyadim and say that it suffers rabbanan the kula. There's no difference in his chazak yisur or not. So case of b'shas tzadchak, we will rely on that. Bim erab loy kazeh b'tzoya. He knows for sure there was soya. He doesn't know if they removed it. Here you need a beer gomer. So you cannot rely on that. It was that the possibility of being corrected, because the Kesser Zisra tells you that it's body there. Tell the body also the rice. So you clarify otherwise.
Temporary dwelling.
Okay. Some Merig Laim, even in an Ashba, is mutter. Again, Rosh Lomar the Mishaburg points out, Chavov, Lachasha Bidokua, Relainit Shalimsa Batsoya. Again, the case was he clarified there's no Tsoya problems in the Ashba, which normally it's a Kashash. He checked that out. There's no Tsoya there in the Ashba. The only issue is Merig Laim. Rather, there's no issue of smell from the the ashba creating a bad smell from its manner decomposing.
What does it mean by that?
I think it means. Let's make sure. Check before I say it. Right. That's
beyond the pale of temporary and at least already into the category of permanent.
That when you have items decomposing, organic matter which is decomposing to the point where the smell is like the smell of ipush of rotting, etc., which it has a very that point again. There's a misur that goes into the isur of soya. Because that's your soya, but soya is really is the same. It's what it is. So you can have an ashram, even though there's no soya in it. But if you know a compost heap where it gets to the point where it has you know it's very fragrant.
Yes.
Sometimes it's very, very fragrant. No, that would go into this issue of that's what it is.
So they typically will be permanent.
And that's why it smells the way it smells. It's a very similar type of a smell. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said that the Issur D'Oraisa is only connected to Omen Shalkiluah. So when a person is relieving himself from wearing loyim, so we see this flow of liquid coming out of his body, which is like a pillar of liquid reaching from him to the ground. That's called the Amud. So now, Chazal Rav the B'shem Rosh, the Shoyis is Lachoshim connected to the Amud B'sharim and Raisa, and goes Grachsan Zemachakim Vezeh Ayin Shom. In case where a person is just dripping out, it's not coming out as a kiluach, as a flow, it's just dripping out of his body. It says Meriglaim, but it's dripping out of his body. It says, is that going to the Issur D'Oraisa or not? So according to the Magen Rambam, says no, the Issur was Dafka connected Omer Shekiluach. The choices will not have that halacha. He brings it from Chaim Sanzer. He's mefak because this. He's not sure about that. Right, but he also might be also Osir.
So that's a biased question.
Later on, he brings it up again. Over there, he seems in Machriya, like the Magen Avraham.
Maybe
it's only the
Rabbanan. So one problem with that would be that we don't find.
Dribble.
Shot is dribbling. As opposed to a flow.
Certain structure.
Okay. Now, Ches. Ches is very relevant to Lacha. Karban Malkam Shemroi Li Stapik Mitzoya Mitzoyah Harkachim. Person read Kriya Shema in a place where it would be a good possibility there is Soya. There is an element of probability that there is Soya there. And afterwards he finds that there is Soya there.
So
lots of really Chris. He has to repeat Shema again. Okay? Alvim Enon Malkam Roi Li Stapik Boy. He had no reason to believe there's any problem with soil over here. And he read Kriya Shema believing that there's no problem. Then he finds out afterwards that there was a problem. So in that situation, since he had no reason to believe the possibility of there's soil there, there's no reason to consider that. So therefore, Ain't Sarah lost him with the he's considered like he was an onus in the Kriya under those circumstances, and he's not able to repeat.
It almost sounds like it's a knas. In other words, Meikar Adin, I'm not quite sure I understand the rationale. I mean, if the basic Ikar Adin is that reading in such a makom is forbidden by the Torah, then
so,
how can it be Yotze?
So again, like this, it's not. The reason why you're not Yotze is a good question. So let's clarify. The reason why you're not Yotze is not because Kriya Shema said in the presence of Soya is ineffective. The reason why you're not Yotze is because there's an Aveira done in your Kriya Shema. So in a case where I should have checked, because there's a reason to believe there's Soya there, and I did not do my due diligence. So I've done an element of Aveiro by not reading Kriya Shema under those circumstances. So therefore, there's an element of Aveiro done in my Kriya Shema, so I can't be Yotze with it. If I'm dealing with a situation where I have no reason to believe at all, in any way, shape, or form, that there's any problem, I didn't do any Aveiro by saying Kriya Shema under those circumstances. It's because I'm an honest. So then, the Kriya Shema alone said in the presence of Tzaya is valid. It's the reason why it's invalid is because of the lack of keeping the mitzvahs. You can't say I didn't keep the mitzvah because I wasn't commanded in these circumstances to think of them anything more than I did. So therefore, there's no Aveira involved with Kriya Shema. Make sense?
So is it come under mitzvah above Aveira?
It's like a mitzvah above Aveira type of a concept, yeah. Correct.
One factor and one factor only.
But we're adding over here to this consideration is that the Aveira is, if I look at what is the Rosh Hashanah commanding me to do, that's the Aveira. The Rosh Hashanah didn't command me to check over here in this situation because there's no reason to check. So I didn't know any Aveira at all by reading under those circumstances. That's my Tzoya, Meraglah. You might feel him at Tzoya, Mavok, I'm sure, on this topic, and start last of Malikris. Since it's all the Rabbanon, Chazal did not make you. Repeat, even in a case where you should have checked, you should have considered the possibility of being there, and you didn't. So that there was some elements of negligence upon his part, but he had still yours. Okay, Chav Ches, welcome to Roy. For example, the Hanamakam Shematzu Shom Katani Mukhiyatsubizet. So an example which we have is children were in diapers. Okay. Children in diapers, even though the tzai is covered, if it smells, it's a problem. So that's a valid possibility. At any given time, you have a child in diapers. The child might have dirtied himself, and the smell might be there. So you need to check before you bench or say daven, etc. So there, that's a place where you would get smokum, which is where at least stopping. And therefore, if he didn't do that, and he said the Shema, benching, whatever it was, under those circumstances, and then I realized it afterwards that the diaper was full. Now this is a halacha of this would be within Dalet Amos of the person. Number one. The name says Chusad Al Ramas, Besach Shir Kim Le'enov, Chum and Simon Pe'alav, Sebez, Mr. Burashon. So what's he stressing over here? That the Isser of the smell, in a case where it's not within your Dalet Amos, you're within Dalet Amos on the side, that's a problem. Especially, even if it's covered, but it's, you can smell, that's a problem. If it's uncovered, for sure it's a problem. It's beyond the Dalet Amos, even though you might. The smell might reach you. Could be that's not a deraisa. So could be you're not going to go back for that situation. Let's take what about Malayana? We said before that soya, as long as it's your line of vision is a problem, is that a deraisa or is that a darbonin? So he's going to talk about it later on in Pe'alef.
But you check before davening. If you're davening home for some reason, you check before davening. Is that that's good enough? Even if do you recheck at a certain point? Do you like you daven for a half hour?
You know, I don't know. It's a question. It's a good question. I'm not sure.
This one in my Siddur Shav 30 says Chaim Pinevsky was that even whether diapered children, if there's no reach ra, then that's sufficient.
If there's no reach ra, so the diaper counts as the covering. So then you're fine.
Yeah.
The issue is if that's a, the example I gave is a case where the diaper you could smell the diaper, so you're mechayev the check to see, right?
But this is sort of when you get to what Adam says. So at the beginning there's no reach ra and child's wearing a diaper, and then sometime during your tefillah, say in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you smell something.
Even if you didn't realize that it happened, the question now you check afterwards and you realize that it happened. You see that it did happen.
If we haven't really addressed these. What do you do in the middle?
Right. That's a separate. That's we'll a separate get to that in a second. But okay. His question was,
what do you do afterwards?
I said, I did my due diligence of checking. Right. How does that long last for? I checked 15 hours ago, there's no problem. You know, obviously, it's not going to work. Right? You know, I have to check before I do. So Shema is taking me 3 minutes to say Shema, 4 minutes to say Shema, 2 minutes to say Shema, whatever it is, right? Right? So I checked before, I understand, like, we can assume that it's okay. I'm in chakras, my chakras takes me an hour and a half, okay? Does it work for an hour and a half? Or do I have to check three times in the middle of, you know, every half an hour, I have to check again?
Well, it makes sense to check before Kriya Shema, before Tefillah. I mean, those are the big two, anyway. Or Brachos.
Let's say tomorrow, you know, the 20-minute Marav. We pointed out multiple times that the Yeshiva Marav takes longer than some little chakras, right? do I have to check again before Shemona Esrei? Is it 10 minutes, you know, from Baruch Hu till Shemona Esrei? You know, so that's, I think that's your question. I don't know what the Shir is.
I would venture to say, according to Rabba, right? That's Chach is Rabba. I don't know. Rabba will talk about it in a second.
Right. Now what'll be the cash? So you checked and there's you're not aware of any smell.
So I don't know.
And then in the middle of the Shemoneh, so you realize the child is relieving himself. What do you do in that situation?
Let's talk about Rav Zeir. Definitely.
So there are two answers. There's the one answer, then there's the challenge with that. So look, in the middle of Shemoneh, you're allowed to step away. Move away from the place where there's a problem. The challenge, of course, is that what do you do when the kid needs you? And the kid comes with you. Or you can't leave the kid because the kid's going to be. Right? So, in that situation, which Shabir will talk about later on, you would have to address the need. Then you have a question: What do you need to do to go back to? Where do you go back to that point in time? Do you have to finish Shemoneh Esrei? Do you go back to where you left off?
Because you do have the Din Venanus, seemingly.
So that's a situation we discussed a little bit. I think.
Rabba says
If it's erupted in the Shema or in Shemoneh Esrei, the share of Kelim and Kuloi
are too permanent
due to a situation which prevents you from davening. That's considered a hefsek. So if the time lapses, Kelim and Kuloi, so then you'd have to go back to the beginning. So if Yom Shemoneh Esrei takes you 7 minutes, and it takes you took you 5 minutes to clean it, take care of it, so you have a problem. It takes you 8 minutes to take care of it, you have a problem.
Another advantage of davening a long Shemoneh Esrei.
What?
Another advantage of davening a long Shemoneh Esrei.
Right. Well, the guy that was serving us, he'll argue, he's finished before you have a problem. So you can argue both ways. Anyway.
Cannot be termed Sfat Kosher. So then you no longer have the principle Pesal Yitzim and Asukah.
Okay.
But according to Rava, that understands.
So, in regards to the Dinah Moli Enov, so that Mishnah will talk about later on, how far are you equipped to check? You know, so it becomes like, within your immediate area, understand, check. The check to Moli Enov, that can be quite a distance. Am I equipped to check all of that? That can become cumbersome or not. So, that's the question which he does later on.
In 31, he gives us a preview and says it seems like that's B'dievid that Ein Lahachmer. If you didn't check Moli Enov.
Right.
But it sounds like you should try as best you can then.
Well, he brings the machloikas. He's not really machri on the machloikas. Just says, at least in the B'yabah, for sure, you're sabach on that sheet.
Let's talk about
okay. Okay. Okay, Tzorek Lachser. So Kat Lamed. There's Ebach Hashem to Eva. We have this concept when a person, it's interesting, then the person is a Rosha, he's not done Shuvah, and he brings a Korban, so the pasuk says Zevach Hashem is to Eva, and it's not accepted. So over here, he's labeled a Rosha because he did not do his due diligence, and he's davening in a way which is mamash and aveira. It's improper. So how can that be something which is the rotzen for him?
So here you have a
kasha. Yes,
this part of the schach is not visible.
The Bir Lacha will raise the question: Is this in the Raisa? You're not Yotzei. He's Makriya. It's in the Rabbana. You're not Yotzei. It's not in the Raisa. The issue was not the Rasaya on the market, but his clothing had Saya on it. And he realizes that the reason why it was there was for something which not to happen now, but it was there already from prior to davening. He wasn't careful when he came out to cleanse himself. To start Lachser, he has to go back to Pasha because that was negligence in his part. Now, we'll see later on the Tzoyas Chasul. The exception to the tzar of animals, tzar of chasul is masriach tvei, and it is usur to be reconnected.
Technically, you're not sitting in a
kosher.
So he
was there where there was a mitzvah to be doy. And so the they mock and broadly stop. It was an uncommon enough of an issue. That's not called you create the check for that possibility. I don't know whether he means that a person has a chasul in his house, right? That probably would be probable.
They're not a problem. I mean, they're very clean. They,
they're trained. Understand? I'm saying, but it's some of the cases where the person was a guest or whatever it was. The person doesn't necessarily expect the possibility of there being problematic. So that's like an honest. So he has to go back, Likros, Ima Brachas, and here he passes you say Brachas Kriya Shema again. We got more than the Yitzchila, you'd have to say Shemoneh Esrei as well. Be Berach Brachas Amoz and Shabrachas, I and the Kamam Simon Kup. So he said, Kup Pehei. Umash Shaksab Nusham, Bishabura, Mash Shal the Mishabura Shom, Kyot Kwan and Binyan Zep. And I think he says by Bereshit you have to go back again, not by Brachas.
You can join together with that. You yourself are in an area which you don't notice.
Okay, now, by the time he realized the problem, it was already too late to redaven that Shemoneh Esrei. So he'll want to argue, let me daven with the next tefillah, a tashlum and a second tefillah. Although the tashlum doesn't work, a person is amazing. Only works a person is anointed. Okay, so ain't mashlim of the tefillah cheris, the pesheya have vein tashlum and ele bananas. Now, even though we'll get to that simon, the definition of oinus is pretty broad. It's much broader than we normally use. A person who realized he needed to daven, thought he had more time, and said, I'll do it later, we would call that negligence. The halacha says that's called an oinus. Because he believed he had more time, and next thing you know, the time got away from him, and then he realized he didn't have enough time. I actually had the shaila yesterday. Person was doing it with X, and he thought he had more time, whole time for daven minchah later. Next thing you know, it's too late daven minchah. Can he daven? Should he daven tomorrow? The answer is yes. That's a parashat din. He believed he had time, right? Even though he theoretically could have and should have stopped earlier, but he thought he had time. But in regards to this situation, that the possibility he should have checked for tzoya, which is coming upon him, before he starts to do so, and he did not do so, that's not called an oinus. So he cannot be mashim into the next tefillah. The case where a person was not had no reason to believe that it's there, it's our lachsha the onus habi, but they might have another method.
The stock is okay, right? The stock is fine. Everybody says the stock is fine,
right? Going back to the case of the diaper, since the diaper is the valid covering, this is just the reich ra. If a child, which normally does not, whatever he produces, usually does not create a significant smell, there's not really a reich ra issue, so that he's not really his topic. So for him, even if the child had dirtied himself in their diaper, you don't smell it. So he's not going to have to check for the possibility of reya. A child, which is more problematic, that he does produce, that you're going to have to check. So the situation when he did not know about it, he doesn't have to go back. He said, in the case of Eric Lyon, even if it's really stopping, he doesn't go back. It's our last. The filach chachila, how you mutalik was called kamash loyada kanabas hivzayin. By Merig Lyam, we say we said before, even as welcome, which is really stopping, because when you don't know it's there, it's mutter, because Suffolk Merig Lyam is mutter. So it's not worse than that. I mean, another loyship means that sheesh kan Merig Lyam, however, Makara is spalo. If a person knew when he died on that anyway, so Lassa Malikris, the spalo, Dabra Vadi Durban, if he knew it was there, he should not have done it. He must, even though it's only Durbanan, he has to repeat Shema and Shemon Esrei. So we're not differentiating between the rice and the rabbanon. You know, it's all the rabbanon.
All you do is negate the wall that they don't exist.
The iser of
Ritavadai.
Ritavadai. He knew about it, and he should have, and whatever reason, he didn't do that.
But when he just didn't check,
it's not a problem because he said before it calls on you a southern reglam is mutter maker with it.
That's what I'm trying to emphasize.
And
we'll have to remember this. Correct.
Tell me the beer law called Sarah Blaxer. The last prayer of the Sim. I remember going to the Simonite test, Mishnah Sov, Mishnah Sodom, Yitzhakim, Yehud, the Rai, Simon Rabbonah. This din of that, welcome, which is really stopping, you have to go back, is that it's in the Rai, or in the Rabbonah? So the Reim, it's not him, Shurak, Mir Rabbonah, Mir Rai, Simon Yehud, is Yotzbiz. Even though he should have checked, it's not Mamas ever for Shem to Eva, that he should have checked, and he didn't, so it's only in the Rabbonah he has to go back.
It's the most difficult.
He cannot daven. I mean, I have to tell you, I never understood this. You have this story in that book, these people that they were incarcerated, in the dungeons. The chamber pot was in the room.
The point of the prayer is,
people were the Nazis in Machshmom. They put them in the cattle car. The chamber. So you weren't all. You were not allowed to say any different kedusha. The whole time.
Who?
I mean, how they survive. The only way they survived was by thinking about Mulan be talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was awesome. I never understood how to be modeg with that this issue.
That pasuk is referring
to. If it's pikuach nefesh, though,
so
if the only thing that's going to keep you alive is the Muna.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how so much.
Rabbi, in terms of the pasuk, that's referring to an intimate,
I would be acute
knowledge.
I said that normally we argue pikuach nefesh is a definable type, is a verifiable, definable type of an issue that is a physical ailment. Over here it's a psychological concept, so maybe psychologically you could do better. I don't know how it works.
No, a lot of people died in the cars, and the only we know that the mind over matter is so critical that
right, but the mind over matter could be without necessarily thinking of Dabar Shiva Kedusha. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know. I guess you could secularize the. There are people who think, at least think they don't have a muna, who are very strong and.
Right.
And something.
Okay. So that was Soyan. The next siman is Merik Lion.
That's why.
Siman Ein Zayin. Connect Merik Lion. Even though we already it came up a little bit. Before, I mean, this first sip. Okay, also, Likris, Kenega Meriglaim, Achiyat, and Sechon, Revius, Mayim, Vosmutter. So, even if the Meriglaim is more than Revius, once you've diluted it with a Revius of water, that's going to be sufficient to matter.
Relational.
Agabi Karka, Lishtam Akli, whether it's in the ground, in the Akli, doesn't make a difference. However, Uvachloi, Hey, Ovet, Tamayuchad, Lehem. If it's the container which is designated for the purpose of Merig Lion, so the container itself becomes Mias and it has a halachic status of being Soya. Even though there's no Merig Lion at this point in time, the Kli itself, the vessel itself, is problematic. So we're talking about it was in a Kli, but it wasn't a Kli which is designated for that purpose. Then on the Kamam and Simon Pesach. There's no difference between the Merig Lion going into the water, adding water afterwards. Either way, a revius of water will be matter. Okay, let's hold it here.
That structure will provide you.